This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel carried out a pre-dawn missile strike inside Iran on Friday local time, U.S. media reported, citing unnamed U.S. officials. The reports by networks ABC, CBS, and NPR did not provide further detail about the location or target of the apparent missile strike. The AP's Ben Thomas reports that Iranian media are reporting explosions across the country.
Iran has fired air defense batteries across several provinces after reports of explosions near the city of Isfahan. That word from the state-run news agency. One government official suggests sites may have been targeted by drones. The Israeli military did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Iran also grounded commercial flights in Tehran and across areas of its western and central regions. The reports come amid high tensions following Iran's unprecedented missile and drone attack on Israel. Isfahan is home to a major airbase for Iran's military, as well as sites associated with its nuclear program. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United States on Thursday effectively stopped the United Nations from recognizing a Palestinian state by casting a veto in the Security Council to deny the Palestinian Authority full membership of the world body.
The result of the vote is as follows. 12 votes in favor, 1 vote against, 2 abstentions. The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the council.
The United States says an independent Palestinian state should be established through direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority and not through UN action. The Palestinians are currently a non-member observer state, a de facto recognition of statehood that was granted by the UN General Assembly back in 2012. This is VOA News. More than 100 Columbia University students in New York were arrested Thursday, culminating months of an on-and-off protest on campus since October 7th when the war between Israel and Hamas began. Columbia has seen numerous protests with students voicing their support for Palestinians and against Israel's bombing of Gaza that has resulted in the deaths of about 33,000 Palestinians, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. The arrests were authorized by the university's president a day after she testified at the U.S. House of Representatives hearing on the school's response to anti-Semitism. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports some Republican leaders are moving ahead with plans to pass a foreign aid package which could cost House Speaker Mike Johnson his job.
Johnson has a plan for advancing the package that's been held up since October and is shrugging off threats from some Republicans to yank the Speaker's gavel if he does.
You do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may.
While Democrats like Jim McGovern say it's long past time.
And our allies have been waiting and waiting and waiting.
It's becoming clear Johnson will need Democrat help to not only pass the bills, but keep his job. Some have said they will help vote down any motion to oust Johnson. Other Republicans, like House Foreign Affairs Chair Michael McCaul, say approving the aid is vital.
We are at a real pivotal point in history.
He says scenes of people fleeing Ukraine evoke Hitler's rise to power.
This is 1939 all over again.
Saga Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Karen Chalmers now reports on a disputed crime operation in England. We're going to have that story coming up for you in the next hour. Meantime, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports 12 jurors have been picked for Donald Trump's hush money trial.
And the court has quickly turned to selecting alternate jurors. Rapid progress propelled the case closer to opening statements and weeks of testimony in a case charging the ex-president with falsifying business records to suppress stories about his sex life in the final days of the 2016 election. The jury includes a sales professional, a software engineer, an English teacher, and multiple lawyers. The case centers on $130,000 Trump's lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen paid to porn actor Stormy Daniels. Trump faces 34 felony counts. He denies any wrongdoing. I'm Norman Hall.
And the World Health Organization has approved a new version of a widely used cholera vaccine that could help address a surge in cases that has depleted the global vaccine stockpile. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.